With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. In what would be a landmark decision, the U.S. Supreme Court this week appeared likely to rule in favor of parents in Maryland who objected on religious grounds to books made available in their district's elementary schools featuring stories about gay and transgender characters. Tony Perkins is president of the Washington-based Family Research Council. He says such a decision would be a stark contrast with another ruling back in the year 1963.
The court ruled that reading of the Bible in schools, which parents could opt their children out of, was unconstitutional on the grounds that it might unduly influence children. Now scripture is banned, but books like What Are Your Words, Uncle Bobby's Wedding, and Pride Puppy are read to children with no right to opt out. This conflict is not going away. In fact, it's just beginning. And it may make the 50-year battle over abortion look tame by comparison.
This week's Supreme Court arguments over parental rights will be discussed in depth on the Salem News program This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, which will be broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. At every turn, it seems a federal judge waits to throw a roadblock in the way of the Trump agenda. A district judge in D.C. blocking the president's attempt to add a proof of citizenship requirement to federal voter registration forms. A $1 billion private school voucher program has cleared the Texas legislature. It's on its way to Governor Greg Abbott's desk, and the governor vows to quickly sign it into law. Former New York Congressman George Santos will be sentenced today for fraud. Prosecutors want him to spend 7 years behind bars. The Vatican estimates that more than 130,000 people have filed past the coffin of the late Pope Francis in St. Peter's Basilica the past 2 days. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 97 points, NASDAQ futures 11 points higher. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Ohio.
A federal judge says Montgomery County cannot sever relations with a Christian home for abused women just because it is religious. Grace Haven Incorporated was seeking a preliminary injunction against the county, which is trying to cut the ministry off because it hires only Christians. This kind of case is becoming increasingly common across the U.S. as states, counties, and cities pass laws designed to promote the LGBT agenda in hiring. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The National Institutes of Health will no longer provide grant money to any college or university that boycotts Israel. It's all part of President Trump's efforts to root out anti-Semitism in America's higher education system. Every year, the NIH hands out tens of billions of dollars in the form of 50,000 or more academic and research grants. The new policy defines a boycott as refusing to deal, cutting commercial relations, or otherwise limiting commercial relations specifically with Israel. A Republican task force chief wants to shield the Fed from political influence, including any influence imposed by the White House.
A Republican lawmaker tasked with scrutinizing Federal Reserve monetary policy wants Congress to help stabilize financial markets by insulating the central bank from political influence, including from President Donald Trump. Frank Lucas, who chairs the House Financial Services Task Force on Monetary Policy, said the president made a wise decision by clearly stating this week that he has no intention of firing Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. With Congress returning from spring break next week, Lucas said he wants his 14-member task force to identify policy initiatives that can shore up the Fed's independence, enhance Treasury bond market liquidity, and win enough support from Democrats to pass the House of Representatives and the Senate. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Their bags are packed. President Trump and First Lady Melania leave today for Rome tomorrow. They'll attend the funeral of the late Pope Francis. More details at SRNNews.com.